Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here, and today I'm going to be talking about why I switched from an older vehicle. I've had a couple of older vehicles that were really inexpensive to a brand new 2023 Nissan Frontier. I've kind of gotten a lot of questions and stuff. Like, people are like, hey, you're the budget guy, right? How can you call yourself the budget guy and then go out and spend $47,000 on a brand new truck? So I wanted to touch on that a little bit today, and I'm going to kind of touch on how I think you can still be budget even with a new vehicle. So if you want to hear more about that, stay tuned.
Sandstorm, I fought it.
All right, guys, so as I mentioned in the intro today, I'm talking about sort of being budget minded, but still buying a newer truck and how that can sort of go.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hand in hand. So let's start by thinking a little bit about experience, right? So first of all, part of overlanding is the experience, right? Getting out and exploring, getting to go to some of these expos, some of these events, some of these campouts, some of these, you know, overlanding get-togethers like an Overland the Red or a Core or an Expo East or West, you know, that kind of thing. You know, a little tiny bit on my background. Initially, when I first started my YouTube channel, I had an 05 Nissan Xterra. It only had about 94,000 miles on it, and I got it for a steal. I got it for very little money from a local guy who had bought a new vehicle for his daughter, and it had been her car. And I loved that truck, and I beat on it for about 50,000 miles, and then I got rid of it, and I got the 08 Frontier that was Titan swapped. It's a big truck on big old 35s. Got terrible gas mileage, but it was super capable and really awesome. And like, you don't, with an older vehicle like that, you don't really care as much about pinstriping. You don't really care if you ding it up a little bit. There was less investment in it. It didn't cost as much money, right? So like, if I tap something with it, then I'm just not as worried as I might have been with a new truck, right? And I've always sort of argued historically against like buying a really new truck or a brand new truck because of depreciation, because of the budget stuff, right? And I will say, honestly, the new Frontier Pro 4X is about mid-40s. So it was not an inexpensive truck. However, here's what I'm going to say as far as kind of the budget, right? Like, people have been like, hey, couldn't you have gotten like two or three or four Xterras or Frontiers for the amount of money that you spent on the Frontier? To that question, one point is yes and no. Like, the market has changed. Xterras now are crazy. If you want to get a newer Xterra, something like a 2013 through 2015 with reasonable miles, like 80 to 120,000 miles, you're talking 15 to 25 grand in a lot of cases. Like, the prices on those have jumped way up since I bought my first one. In the olden days, absolutely. You could have found a 100,000 mile Xterra that was 5 to 8 years old for, you know, 8 to 12 grand all day long. But now they've doubled. So because of their rarity, because they've kind of, you know, they stopped making them in 2015, it's become harder. And then the truck tax with the Frontier, because it's a truck, it's got a bigger towing capacity. It's got a little bit more capacity with the bed. Those tend to go for a few thousand more than the Xterras generally as well. So like, you know, even a 2015 through like 2018 Frontier with around 100 to 150,000 miles, we're still going for like 20 to 25,000 bucks. So when I looked at that and then I said, yeah, okay, the new truck is significantly more than that, but I literally get a 0 mile truck with no previous abuse, no concerns about what the previous owner did to it, no janky modifications or anything like that, a warranty, right? That helped sway me a little bit. I was looking at like newer Frontiers that were maybe like 2020, 2021 that had the 9-speed and the 3.8 liter. That's the same one that's in the new truck. And even looking at those, they were in the 30s, right? And then I'm kind of like, man, for like 10 to 15 grand more to literally get a 0 mile truck again, and the new body style and the exciting new Nissan hotness, right? Like, to me, that made a lot of sense. In general though, I still would advocate for in most cases, unless it's like you're the part of the reason why I went with the newer truck is because I was going to get rid of my backup car that I had to kind of be a backup for my older trucks. Cause I've always had like a second car. So that was part of the justification for me was I could trade in that vehicle and get some cash value back out of it to offset the cost of the new truck. And then I didn't need the backup vehicle cause I'd have a brand new truck, right? It gets better gas mileage. It's more reliable. It's got a warranty. It's brand new. So I don't mind driving it around on the streets, right? It's not giant Titan swapped on 35s. So there were definitely some benefits to switching back to one vehicle that also saved me money. But I would still generally advocate for like an older vehicle. Again, unless it's like your daily driver only vehicle, got to take the family type of car, then something a little bit newer may be nice. Cause you don't want to have to worry about breaking an axle on a trail or, you know, having something go wrong with it. You know, your cats implode and drop the primary cat into the secondary cat, which has happened to me and basically limited the truck down to where I couldn't go over 2000 RPMs. And, you know, that kind of thing. When you have those issues and you have those maintenance items, especially if it's your only vehicle, it can be pretty like a pretty big problem, right? So that was a lot of that sort of thinking went into my decision to upgrade to the newer truck.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So then second in this podcast slash video, why did I go with the Nissan over like a Toyota? That's been kind of a question that I've gotten quite a few times from people. And I will tell you, one, obviously you guys that know me know that I'm extremely brand loyal to Nissan. I've had a ton of good experience over the last 20 years with probably about 10 to 12 Nissans. And I would argue that they are just about almost as reliable as Toyotas. Now, I know a lot of you come in the comments and yell at me about that. I'm not advocating for that. I'm not saying it's like 2% difference. I'm saying it's like 10 to 15% difference, right? But they're very close. Like, to me, for a fraction of the cost of a comparable Toyota to get 85 to 90% of the reliability that you get with a Toyota for, you know, 50 to 100% more cost that a Toyota would be for a comparable Nissan, to me, that's a steal of a deal, right? Like, I mean, even if I have a few more problems with my Frontier than I would with a Tacoma, to not pay $5,000 to $10,000 more for basically the same truck to get the Toyota name, to me, that's a savings, right? Even if I have to put a couple grand into it in 2 or 3 years because something goes terribly wrong with the transmission or something, I'm still saving a ton of money over the Toyota and getting mostly as comparable of a truck to the Toyota as I can for less money. So again, not saying that Nissans are 100% equal with Toyotas, but saying that they're close enough that the cost differential between buying a Toyota and a Nissan makes a lot of sense, in my opinion. So I still would advocate for getting a somewhat recently used vehicle. Like if you get like a 5 to 8 year old Nissan with reasonable miles on it for a steal of a deal, then you should do it. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Again, in my case, I wanted to switch back to just one newer, reliable vehicle that I could take my kids around to swim practice in, that I could, you know, take to the grocery store, that I could then go out and hit trails on the weekend and not have to worry about whether it's going to start or not have to worry about whether I'm going to have any maintenance items that I'm going to have to address before a big trip coming up. So that is a big factor in it. And that's why I went with the Nissan, because again, I feel like the stuff that you get in the Pro 4X is comparable to the stuff that you have to step way up in the Toyota Tacoma to like the low to mid 50s range. So again, saving money even on the new vehicle there. And so sort of third and final here, how can I justify spending that much money on a new truck and still considering myself to be a budget guy? That's an easy one, right? The difference is, so I have historically, I had my Xterra, great truck, about 100,000 miles, drove it to 150,000. It was at a point where so much work needed to be done to the suspension just because I mostly off-roaded it for those 50,000 miles. There was so much expense and work that had to be done to the brake calipers were starting to leak. All of my suspension was wearing out, my UCAs, my LCAs, all of the wearable components had just been beaten to death for 50,000 miles, totally my fault. And it was gonna be, you know, thousands of dollars worth of parts and time and labor to basically go through the truck and rebuild the whole thing. And then I have a 150,000 mile Xterra that I bought for, say, $7,000, put maybe $3,000 or $4,000 worth of modifications and improvements on, and then had to spend another $4,000 to $5,000 worth of parts and labor to get it all brought back up to snuff to still have 150,000-mile, you know, 16-year-old Xterra. So that's where I kind of made the break and decided to switch to the Frontier. Then I got the Frontier. Well, unfortunately, the previous owner hadn't taken very good care of it. And so then I had a number of minimal, I mean, they were not terrible issues. Like, the engine and transmission are fine. Everything mechanically has been fine with it. But it was the maintenance stuff. It was timing chain guides that then fouled out the spark plugs and the cats and, you know, just a variety of miscellaneous little things that came from poor maintenance. So again, I bought a used truck. I had to deal with the problems that came with that. And so it didn't end up being all that budget. When I broke the axle in the rear, I ended up swapping in an entire Titan rear axle to make the truck fully Titan swapped, which was a big expense. Could have just done an axle replacement, could have done some cheaper stuff and kept it cheap, but I wanted to do it the right way and build the truck the right way. But it costs a lot of money. And so now I'm probably, honestly, even though that's an 08 with 218,000 miles, I'm probably about half the money that I'm into the new truck with the old truck. So, you know, there are a lot of arguments to be made that, yes, the newer trucks cost more money up front. But then, honestly, I only drive about 6,000 to 8,000 miles a year. I work from home most of the time, so most of my miles are trip miles. So even if I did 10 or 12,000 miles a year on my truck, in 10 years, I'll be at 100 to 120,000 miles on that truck. I will know the entire history of it. I will know every modification that's been done to it. And the way that I take care of my trucks is I do a pretty good job of taking care of them. I'm pretty good with the maintenance stuff on them, and I'm pretty good at, you know, keeping them clean and keeping everything up to date and taking care of it. And I will be the only one that took care of that truck, so I don't have to worry about other people's mistakes impacting the longevity of the truck. So again, I think if I can get 8 to 10, you know, years out of that truck, that's a really good long-term investment. When you get down into like the $400 to $4,500 a year range and then divide that by 12 months, it's actually a pretty low payment, especially considering that there will be very little, if any, maintenance done to it versus my other trucks where it's been thousands of dollars a couple times a year to revamp stuff or redo stuff. So again, that's kind of been my thought on why the new truck makes a ton of sense. That's my plan, is to keep it for 8 to 10 years, maybe in a few years get some sort of a fun car or something like that to go on the side, but to have something that I just know is going to be dead reliable, that I can go on trips with. There's also opportunity cost with that. Like, every time a truck would go down and then I would miss an event, I didn't make it to my favorite event in the UP for the last 2 years because the truck broke down both times. I broke an axle one time, and then I had the catalytic converters implode before the first one. So, you know, that has been problematic. But now this year I'm going, and I'm sure that I'm going to get to go because my truck has 7,000 miles on it, right? So again, having that peace of mind, having that opportunity cost diminished by the newer truck makes a ton of sense for me. And hopefully that helps you if you've been thinking about this stuff, or if you are, you know, potentially considering an upgrade or a change in your vehicle in the future. If it was helpful for you and you're on YouTube, click that like button. If you're on the podcast, you know, there are links in the description down below to all my other social channels. So wherever you want to hang out, I'd love to have you. Just come join the conversation over there. Also in the description down below are links to my website where I've got patches and stickers. So definitely check those out. Funny overlanding camping type patches and stickers. Pretty reasonably priced, I think. So check those out as well. And then there's also a link to my Patreon page where we've got a 24/7 Discord that's a lot of fun, and a once a month call that we do to kind of chat about our gear and setups. And then there's the Newbie Overlanders Facebook group. Again, totally free to join. Tons of awesome members in it on Facebook. So if you're in there, go and join that group as well. But again, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Post up in the comments if you're on YouTube. I'd love to hear from you, and we'll see you next week.